This is Sarah Bogarts reporting for the Campus Chronicle. We are in Building 5 today to hear from students about the recent decision by the board to approve arming security on DMAC campuses.
My name is Rudy Ramirez. My major is engineering, civil engineering, and my hometown is Perry, Iowa.
Is that a decision that you wish you could have given input on if you had the chance?
I wish I would have been asked. Just due to the fact that it's very critical, like in the situation where they would have to use their armed weapon,
mm-hmm.
it could take someone's life, and maybe even just a bystander, a person that wasn't involved.
Right.
But I do see it as a good way to protect us
mm-hmm.
still.
Yeah.
But yeah, even to get asked would have been nice. It would be nice to have somebody that is armed, in case somebody that isn't welcomed here is armed.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that I think about when it comes to having our security being armed.
I'm Cale Edgington. My major is the nursing program. And my hometown is Ramstein.
Brett Mulder. My major is currently liberal arts, but I'm going to go into archaeology and world history.
My name's Aubrey Artzer. I am a criminal justice student, and my hometown is Van Meter.
In this day and age, it's kind of awkward to have a security team that doesn't have at least some armed component. I'd like to wish we lived in a country where that wasn't necessary, but...
Country or a world?
World, period. I was going to say, spoiler for those who think such a country exists, it doesn't.
Criminal justice student, what are your thoughts on...
I can see kind of both sides as to where we kind of like, I can see the side where we want to feel safe and like have those armed, but to me it almost feels more unsafe just because I personally don't really trust anyone really with guns besides maybe some select few police officers that I personally know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I can also see where I also know that there's other resources to use to be able to stop these, like any taser and like taser gun.
Before he starts handing out weapons to anybody on the security team, he wants to bring in like ILEA certifications.
Yeah.
Which, are they the most perfect in the world? No, but they're some of the best rated in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So I'm in your camp where it's like, I want to live in a world where we can say, no, don't arm the security cops. There's no reason.
Yeah.
But there is reason.
If we're going to, can we at least just give them the gold card? Make sure they've got, like, all the training to where that
mm-hmm.
guy is, or girl, is rock steady.
My name's Evan Davis. I'm from Des Moines, I guess.
I have a couple of things. I really... really, really, really don't like the way this was done. The students weren't asked their opinion at all on this, and if it's really about our safety, we should have been asked, do you feel safe with this?
I'm Charlie, my major's education, and I was born in Des Moines.
Sydney Ferguson from Urbandale and Culinary Arts.
Hannah Keller from Ankeny, Iowa, and Liberal Arts.
Like the Trayvon Martin shooting, that wasn't a serious threat. There was no reason for him to be shot. Now, if it's a serious threat, and you have the training, by all means, use your gun. I don't care. I would prefer you to use your gun if it's a serious threat. But if it's not, leave your gun in your pocket, leave it to the cops who are going to actually check up on it. And hopefully they're not racist cops, and hopefully they're correct in the mind.
My psychology teacher, he showed us a video of like what an active shooter would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And how security officers would just have walkie-talkies.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do anything except contact
building
one to contact the police department.
Yeah, right. So in general then, do you think there are other security measures that should be sought in addition to this?
More classroom measures, like...
Open carry student. In all reality, if everyone mandatorily received gun training at 14, they should be allowed to close carry, concealed carry anywhere they want. Because, like, you look at shootings in Texas,
mm-hmm.
there was a guy that tried to rob a convenience store, pulled out a gun, and everyone in the store shot him. Every single person in the store was like, ba-ba, and, like, grotted him, like, right there. Because they had concealed carry.
Right.
And he could have injured someone. Had they not had guns, he probably would have gotten away with it. I think that if you are in the JROTC program or in some kind of program involving becoming a police officer and you have the correct training, and or say you're somebody that's been around guns since you were a kid and you have all this paperwork showing that, I think you should be allowed to. Because let's be honest, every single school shooting ever could have been stopped by one person with enough training and a gun. Unless, of course, you know, you look back on the security guard and that one in Florida who, yeah, was kind of a jingle bell. And then, you know, it doesn't work out. Yep. But there's a couple school shootings that were literally stopped by one person with a gun.